beauty.
Well, you forgot to start. How did we start? What are we here for?
Beauty.
No. What are we here for?
Happiness.
Happiness. Okay, imagine that you have a fantastic life, and every single night, for something that you don't like to have, consciousness and things like that, the conscious inside, you have nightmares every night, and every single day, you're filled with negative imaginations. How is that life to you? And how do you like to prolong that process of torture? That's your life. Now imagine that you're handicapped, no matter what. You're poor, in a very bad situation. Near that situation, fantastic imaginations, and the thing in your head, and that spirit is positive. Now what's going on? Which kind of life do you choose? It's very important for us. We realize that the dream is important, with both meanings of the dream. All the dreams that in the night you have, and all the dreams that in the day you have. All the goals you're looking forward to. Then, all of this, to be honest, are just the steps of a ladder for us. Because we know there is a bigger universe, which is the biggest of all, which all fits in it very easily, even in a blink of eye. What is that universe? The nothingness, non-existence that exists, we know. Not only we know, we have masters that they have been there, and they tell us. And that's what we're seeking. Because with Rumi, as well as a lot of the masters, there are seven steps to be the best possible. To become what you could, to use all your potentialities and arrive to the place that you're supposed to be. The seventh one is Fatr Vafena. It has two names. One word will not do. Two words will cover everything. Not having and not being. This is an estate of being. Remember the puzzle. Non-existence exists. That's how it works. So, all these universes, we are just using the intelligence as it is supposed to be used in animal life. In animal life, you do this. In human life, we need more than this. It's not this. The problem is, the intelligence cannot understand this. Intelligence tries to cover everything. Because for intelligence, only life matters. My life. What's wrong with that? One thing is not there. In the mind of a living creature, something very important and very essential to us is missing. Something that will come in and will break that eternal rule of my life first. What is that?
Ishq.
Love. Love will break that. It's a strange state of being that the fellow in love does not put his or her life first. Beloved becomes first. Is this strange? Yes. Is this bizarre? Yes. We talk about it a lot. A lot. Because that's what's missing. Therefore, oversimplification again. There is only one problem. Extending the intelligence from animal life to the rest of human existence. Namely the breath. We label it breath. Label it differently, doesn't matter. But realize that, okay, this intelligence, logic is good, fantastic, because it helps the animal to understand the environment and act accordingly. Understand that this is the environment and I have to do this. They even adopt, means with a couple of generations, they will change to, yes, survive, but mainly the priority is me, remaining alive. Okay, that's the logic. But logic is not everything. Illogic exists. Love, for an example, and it's the only example we give you. We have a lot, don't worry. But love is the best. What is love? That is the question. So with these stories, Rumi started with that. He said, the problem is the intelligence. The intelligence is the first thing you faced when you started to accumulate the knowledge and know-how. You realize that you have the intelligence. You fell in love with it, and you gave it everything, and you used it, and good for you. The consequence is the sickness of that intelligence. Because that intelligence is sick. It is really sick, you know that. What's wrong with it? The sickness. What is the sickness of intelligence? Hey there.
It's in love with the gospel, man.
I'm still waiting for your answer. What are you thinking about? Yes, you. What's the sickness of this intelligence?
She was in love with the goldsmith.
She is in love with the goldsmith. She doesn't love me. Intelligence doesn't care about me. It's not mine. It comes to me. It will be dictated to me. It is injected in me. That's what the intelligence is. And intelligence is a value system. Right? What is the main value? Oh my God, society. Yes, be democratic. So, it doesn't have anything to do with me. Any other diagnosis? Because this is the sickness, but so what? So what? There are some other parts of me that they don't care about me. And they are not supposed to. They shouldn't. We'll come to that. You know those parts. There are parts in you that they don't care about you. You are just one step. They care about the next generation. That's why when you're a little bit disappointed or depressed, you think about having children. There is another part. We'll come to that. But the first thing, the sickness of this intelligence, realize it. One sentence, please. Write it down, Katie.